Welcome back, everybody, to Yom. Today we're up to Daf Lamed Tesman Aleph 39a, but we are on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesman Beis. So this Mishnah now gets us into a bit of a different topic. We've been talking all about Bishul Derabbanan with Shehiya and Hachzara. Now we're going to talk a little bit about Bishul Deoraisa, get back a little bit to Bishul Derabbanan, but we're going to talk about Bishul Deoraisa. And the Chiddush of this Mishnah is going to be that you're not just only Chayiv for cooking on the fire or just fire-related things, but even things which can be considered an extension of the fire, you would also be chayav midoraisa for cooking on Shabbos. We're going to see all of these different cases in our Mishnah, and we're going to have to go and understand them. So says the Mishnah, Einos n'beitza b'tzad ha-mecha mishvil sh'tiskal gel. So you're not allowed to put an egg beside a hot kettle on Shabbos, so that way it will become slightly roasted on Shabbos. That's going to be bishul deoraisa, and it's going to be a big problem. Lo yafkienu b'sudarin. And you're not allowed to break it open and fry it on a hot scarf or garment that was baked in the sun, meaning it was heated up from the sun, so now it's really hot. You're not allowed to break an egg and put it in there to cook the egg in that way. Rabbi Yossi Matib. Rabbi Yossi permits this. He says cooking with a secondary thing to the sun, something that was heated up from the sun, that is allowed on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to bury it in sand or in dust on the roads that were hot from the sun in order so that this is going to be roasted. And the Mishnah stops there. We would think that Rabbi Yossi would be matir again, right? Rabbi Yossi argued in the first case when you have a hot garment, so you would think he would also argue when you have hot dust or sand, but he does not. So the Gemara is going to have to adjust. Why does he not argue in that case? Good. Now it says the Mishnah, Maisa Shasu Anshe Tveria, there was a story in which the people of Tveria went ahead, Veviu Silo and Shaltonin Lasoch Ama Shelchamin, and they ran a pipe of cold water into a canal of hot water before Shabbos, so that way the cold water would be heated automatically on Shabbos. This seems to be what they were trying to do, to heat the water on Shabbos automatically. The Amruhan la Chachamim, Chachamim said to them, "Im b'Shabbos, if this is happening on Shabbos, kicham and shochmu b'Shabbos, then it's like hot water which was heated on Shabbos. V'asurim berchitzu v'shtia, and it's usher to bathe in it and usher to drink it. Im b'Yom Tov, if this happened on Yom Tov, kicham shochmu b'Yom Tov, then it's like hot water which was heated up on Yom Tov. V'asurim berchitzu mutarim b'shtia, and you would be forbidden to bathe in it, but you would be allowed to eat in it. We know on Yom Tov there's this idea of ochal nefesh that you're allowed to heat things up for food purposes. There's actually a bigger discussion in Maseches Beitza about even bathing on Yom Tov and showering, about this idea of mitoch, that once you're allowed to use it for cooking, you should be allowed to use it for other things. We're going to have to discuss that as the Gemara goes on, but this is the story of Anshe Tveria, that they tried to set up this heating contraption on Shabbos. The Chachamim did not like it. So now we're going to go and analyze our Mishnah. So we asked a question, Gilgal Mai. So what if someone roasted an egg slightly on Shabbos? Did you violate Bishul De'oraisa if it was only slightly roasted? So says the Gemara, Rav Yosef says, Gilgo Chayv Chatas. So if someone did this slight roasting, they are Chayv Chatas, which means they have violated Bishul Mide'oraisa. Amar Bar Berei De Ravina. So Mar, the son of Ravina, said, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learn like this in the Mishnah. And this is the Mishnah that teaches us the concept of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. When something is cooked before Shabbos, now you're cooking it again on Shabbos. So is there such a concept that it can be recooked and you could be Chayv Bishul De'oraisa again? So seemingly no. We have this concept of ein bishul achar bishul, something can't be cooked twice. But there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, Rashba versus Rambam, as to how much something has to have been cooked the first time in order for it not to be able to be cooked again on Shabbos. Says the Rashba, once the food gets to Maichel ben Drusai, then no matter what you do to it on Shabbos, you can't violate bishul mide oraisa. However, the Rambam disagrees. He says even if it's fully cooked, still, as long as it's getting better, could still have potential bishul mide oraisa. It's important to know when reheating foods, what we're dealing with, it's different when it comes to solids and liquids. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both paskin yesh bishul achar bishul by davar lach, that when it comes to a liquid, then you can have an issue of recooking something because it kind of goes back to its initial form. When you have a salad, you have a cooked piece of chicken, so ein bishul achar bishul, you can't recook the piece of chicken. You can warm it up, but you can't recook it. But when it comes to a liquid, you could recook the piece of water. So it's important to know, is something considered davar lach, a liquid, or davar yavesh, a salad? So if you have chicken with a little bit of gravy on it, as long as by room temperature it wouldn't congeal into a total liquid, then you can assume that this is going to be considered a solid. But if it's something that's totally liquid, then it's a bit of a different story. So let's go into this Gemara. Again, we're bringing a proof for the fact that you're going to be chayav midoraisa for slightly roasting this egg on Shabbos. So Mishnah says, kol shabah b'chamim milifnei Shabbos, anything that was placed in hot water before Shabbos, shorna so b'chamim Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Kol shalob b'chamim milifnei Shabbos, anything that was not placed in hot water before Shabbos, b'dichan oso b'chamim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to rinse it with hot water on Shabbos, except chutz min hamaliach yashem v'kol yosai ispanin, except for old salted fish or some other mackerel type of food, which even can't be rinsed on Shabbos. This is what's known as kalei habishul. We're going to discuss more as it comes up. Stuff which is easily cooked, so that has a different din. We're going to talk about that with Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, as we get to it, which is very relevant in terms of making tea and coffee on Shabbos. We're going to talk about those things. Because they're rinsing in those situations when it comes to Kali Abishal. So all of those things, that's the finishing touches it needs. That's why it's going to be a problem. Shmamina. So we learn from here that slightly roasting an egg will be considered an act of Bishal Deoraisa because it cooks easily. So it's going to be a problem. Then the Mishnah said, "V'lo yafkenu b'sudar," and we shouldn't break it open, the egg, we shouldn't break it open and fry it on these hot clothes that are baked in the sun. But we said Rabbi Yossi allows this. V'haditnan, now we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, which is going to be coming up later in Daf Kuf Mem Vav, the Mishnah says, "Nostin tafshi l'sochabor b'shvil shehei shamor." You're allowed to put a cooked dish in a pit so that it be preserved. V'samayim ayafim b'raim b'shvil sheyitzananu. And you're allowed to put good water in still water so that way it will cool off. V'satzonim b'chama b'shvil sheyichamu. And cold water in the sun so that it should be heated up. So lema Rabbi Yossi hivilo rabbanan. So should we say that this Mishnah, which allows you to cook in the sun. So this is clearly the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, not the Rabbanan. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman answers, not necessarily. He says, "Bechama dekoyam lo pligi deshari." So everyone agrees, cooking in the sun itself is definitely going to be allowed. Rashi over here tells us, why is this going to be allowed? De'ein derech bishula bekach. Because it's not normal to be cooked. So big machlokas, what this means, that it's not normal to be cooked. Does that mean that if it were to become derech, if it were to become normalized, then it would be a problem? Or are we saying that, no, it's objectively not a normal way to cook? This became very relevant when Rav Moshe had a tshuva about microwaves in 1971. He was talking about whether microwaves is considered really cooking because it's a non-fire source. Is this going to be something that's really considered to be cooking? So over there, he said, if it became kaderech, if it became normal, and he said, like microwaves will, they will become the norm in the houses, like a prophet, Rav Moshe predicted that microwaves, everyone's going to have them, then it wouldn't be a problem. So this is a very important discussion, whether this is called bishul or not. But either way, everyone agrees that when it comes to cooking in the sun, it's going to be allowed. Betoldosa, or when it comes to derivatives of the fire itself, like stuff that was heated up from a fire, now cooking on that, kuyama lo pligi de usr. That's definitely going to be usr. Ki pligi, so what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham and betoldosa chama? The question is about stuff which is a derivative of heat of the sun. Like if you have a hot scarf or a hot something that was baked in the sun, are you allowed to cook on that thing? So within the sun itself, not a problem because that's not derech bekach. But something which is a derivative of the sun, that's the problem. Marsavar Gazri and told us a chama, two told us a or. So one sheet said, the Rabbanan said, that we're afraid that if we allow you to cook of derivatives of the sun, you're going to cook with derivatives of the fire, which is a problem. Umar Savar and Logashrinan, and Rabbi Yossi is not so concerned about this, and he does not make this gzera. We go the chumra, that mi de Rabbanan, there is an issue of cooking something which was cooked from the sun, but that is what the machlokas is about. But then the next line, so right in our Mishnah, we said that if you cook with a beged or a garment that was cooked in the sun, and then you use that to cook an egg, so that's going to be a problem according to the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi disagreed. But then we said if you have hot sand that was cooked in the sun and you want to cook something in that sand, that is going to be a problem, and Rabbi Yossi did not disagree. So lithlognami Rabbi Yossi b'ha. So ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yossi not agree over there? If he holds cooking from something which the sun cooked is okay, then why would it be different if it's a garment or if it's sand? So two answers here. It's a machlokas. Rabba Amar. Rabba says, Gzeira Shemayatmin Beremetz. Rabbi Yossi here is concerned. He says, you're right. Normally I say that you can't cook with something that was cooked from the sun. But here, when it comes to sand, I am still concerned because what's going to happen is that someone's going to come to insulate food with hot ash, which is told us ha'or, which is a big problem. So we are afraid, Gzeira Shemayatmin Beremetz, that someone's going to come to actually cook with hot ashes. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Rabba, and he says, no, Mimnesha Mezes Afar Mim Komo. The reason why Rabbi Yossi concedes when it comes to sand is because we are afraid of moving earth from its place. So Rashi explains this is an issue of choresh, that you're like a planting type of thing, that you're extracting some of the earth. Tosa says it's more of a mukta issue. So machlok is what exactly it means. But either way, there's a machloka Rabba and Rabbi Yosef about why Rabbi Yossi concedes in the Mishnah that cooking on sand, which was heated up from the sun, is going to be a problem. I benayu, what's the difference? Igibinayu afar tichalach. The difference between them is cooking an egg in loose earth. According to Rabba, it's going to be a problem because we're still afraid that maybe you're going to come to cook in hot ash. But according to Rav Yosef, if there's no real earth that you're moving, you're not going to be over any choresh issues, so that's not going to be a problem. So now we ask a question on Rav Yosef Shita. Again, Rav Yosef is the one who said that the reason why Rabbi Yossi concedes here is because he's afraid that there's a gzeira shemiyat in Beremetz and someone's going to come to insulate his food with hot ash. So Meshvei, come and hear a question. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, "Megaglin beitza agabe roseach." So one's allowed to roast an egg slightly on a hot roof that was baked in the sun. Ve'ein megaglin beitza agabe sid roseach. But one is not allowed to roast an egg slightly on something that was heated by the fire. Bishlam ugamadam argazer shemayatmin beremet. So this is understandable according to Rabba, who said that we are afraid that you're going to cook the food in hot ash. Leka lemigzar. There's no basis for having this decree. On the roof, there's not enough hot sand there to make some sort of burial for the sand, which is going to cause something like hot ash. So since there's not enough of a concern there, then it makes sense that they're going to allow it on top of a hot roof. But when it comes to just being afraid that you're going to move some earth and move some land, so even on a roof, there might still be some land and some other earth that you're going to move and be over on Choresh. So answers the Gemara, no stam gag lespe afar. So no, even over there, the typical roof does not have any dirt on it, so that the fact that we allow you to cook on the top of the roof, which is heated by the sun, so that doesn't teach me anything because there's no sand there, so that's why it's not a problem. That's why Rabbi Yossi would allow it, or that's why we can allow it in that case. Tashma, one other proof, let's come in here, another challenge on Rabbi Yosef's opinion. Maisa Shasuba Anshi Tveria. So there was a story we know about our Mishnah that spoke about the Maisa, the people of Tveria. And what did they do? They ran a pipe of cold water into this hot water, into this hot spring. So again, over there, Rabbi Yossi didn't argue. So why would Rabbi Yossi not argue? So I can understand, according to the Rabbah who said that the reason why Rabbi Yossi says that burying in hot sand is going to be a problem is because we're afraid of the insulation with hot ash, because Hainu didami lahatmana. Because this Chamek Tveria, this Tverian spring, this is similar to the case of Hatmana, of burying something in hot sand, because it's fully immersed in it. So that's why Rabbi Yossi would not argue, and he would say that this is also going to be Usser. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who said that the reason why Rabbi Yossi forbids the burying in the egg in the sand is because you're going to be moving earth from its place, Ma'ika Lememar. So why would this Chamei Tveria be a problem? Why would Rabbi Yossi not disagree? He should say that this is going to be another situation of something which is cooked from the sun, and you should be allowed to cook it on Shabbos. It shouldn't be a problem. So why would he not argue in this case? So the Gemara responds and answers for Rabbi Yossi. And he says, Misavar Maisa Tveria Seifakai. You think that this Maisa Tveria, this whole thing with the water going through, is going on the end of the Mishnah, which deals with burying an egg in hot sand, and that's really why the Chachamim said that it's going to be usher to do this pipe. No, Areshakai, really it's going on the first part of the Mishnah. It's going on this first part of the Mishnah where we said that if you do something in something which was heated from the sun, like a hot cloth that was heated by the sun, so the Rabbanan say it's a problem, and Rabbi Yossi says it's okay. And really, the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, were trying to use this as a proof against Rabbi Yossi. And they were saying, they're saying, so this case of Maisa Tveria, this is clearly a case of something which was heated by the sun. So it was heated by the sun, so it's a derivative of the sun. You, Rabbi Yossi, said that this is okay, but the Asri Hu Rabbanan, but all the rabbis of the time said this whole story of Tveria, this whole cold pipe going into hot on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. So clearly your sheet is wrong. It's told us to Chama, it's a derivative of the sun, and it's a problem, so you're very wrong. So Amr Lahus, Rabbi Yossi said back to them, no, who told us or who? So no, that case of the Chamei Tveria, it's not a case of something which was heated by the sun, rather it's something which was heated by the fire. What fire? The Chalfei Apisla de Gehenim. Since the waters are heated by the fire when they pass the gates of Gehenim. What exactly this means, big machlok, is not for us right now, but that's why it's going to be considered told us to or, but not told us to Chama, so that's why it's not a proof either way. The Gemara now just cites a related observation and says, Amar Chista, Mimaisa Shalsu Anchi Tveri Vasrilu Rabbanan, from the fact of this whole story that the people of Tveria wanted to go and create this whole pipe that would go into the hot water on Shabbos, and the Rabbanan said it's going to be a problem to use this heated water on Shabbos. But Lahatmana B'davar Amosif Hevel. We learn that it's prohibited to use insulation for something that increases its heat, afiyumi bod yom, even when it's done on Friday afternoon. So we're going to have to get a tahatmana. It's going to be more of a fourth parak sugya, but we see that this is the halacha. Amar Ula says halacha kachi tveria. Ula says the halacha is like the people of Tveria, not like the chachamim who said that it's going to be usher to use their water pipe. Amar Lira of Nachman. Rav Nachman says what? Kvar tavrinu anchi tveria l'salun nayhu. The people of Tveria already destroyed their pipe because they said the halacha is like the chachamim. So you're wrong. Ula, you are wrong. The halacha really follows the chachamim that you shouldn't be doing this on Shabbos. So just to summarize what we've said here. Cooking with fire or with heat derived from fire, that's going to be bishul mideoraisa. Cooking through exposure to the sun. If you're cooking through the sun, that is going to be perfectly permissible. We explained in Derech Bekach, and we explained the Rav Moshe Tshuva, cooking with heat that was derived from the sun. So this is the subject of the machlokas. The Rabbanan say that it's no good, that it's usher, and Rabbi Yossi says that it's going to be okay. But Rabbi Yossi agreed in a case when it's being insulated in the sand, and there were two reasons for this. There was a machlokas, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbah said that it's because we're afraid it's going to insulate in hot ash, and Rabbi Yosef said that the reason why it's going to be okay is because we're afraid of some sort of choresh din, mazes, that he's going to move the earth, and that's the problem. That's what's going to be the problem. This is Daf Lamed Tes Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.